The opening bell is sponsored by Associated Bank. In business, the bottom line is always top of mind. That's why Associated Bank provides treasury management solutions and tools to give you the financial information needed to effectively run your business. Visit associatedbank.com/thoughtleadership. Member FDIC.
Ron with Ed Curry, certified mortgage planner and construction loan specialist at Associated Bank. Ed, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me.
I'm going to focus our conversation today on a big decrease in demand for mortgages. This is obviously because of interest rates, I guess, right?
It is, yeah. I mean, it's really two things. Surprisingly, we've been busy, and not 2020 busy or 2021 busy, but it's been busy. The demand drop has really been two part. It's been the interest rates, but it's also been something that we've been talking about for the last several years, which is inventory. On the construction side, we've been keeping busy because people can't find homes to move into. So we've been busy on the construction side because people are staying in the homes they're at and improving them. But for people who aren't doing construction, there's not a lot of homes that are out there and available to purchase. So while the number of transactions are lower, the prices are holding up because there's just not a lot out there. So we're still seeing multiple bids and homes that are being sold out there.
Yeah, I mean, seeing that anecdotally as well, people, there's bidding wars for the few properties that are available on the market, and people are paying top dollar.
They are. It really is something that a lot of people didn't expect, right? I think if we kind of flash back about a year, there were, experts talking about a housing crash and what higher rates would do to the housing market, and that just hasn't come to fruition. Not to say we might not see a pause, but some of the things hearing about some reduced demand and reduced investor desire for purchases, some of the things going on with Airbnbs restrict people's ability to Airbnb their home may impact investor appetite. But for the most part, it's if you're looking for a home, it's tough. Rates are higher, prices are higher. So it is a real challenging market out there for people who need to buy a home.
What's the best deal on a mortgage right now? I think the 30-year fixed is, a little over 7%?
It is. And rates can vary so widely depending on the type of transaction, whether it's an owner-occupied property or a second home or investor, how much down somebody's putting. Certainly credit scores play into it. In the last year, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac changed some of the pricing models on interest rates for credit scores and other things. So previously, you'd get the best score if you had a 740 score or higher, and they made changes. Now it's 780 or higher, and 780, you just have a slight higher balance on a credit card on a given month, and that could take you from a really good 800 score to 760. So, but generally, 30-year fix are, depending on the scenario, going to be between 7 and 7.5%. And there are some adjustable rate mortgages where the rate would be fixed for, say, 5, 7, or 10 years, where you can get a slightly lower rate than that.
Ed, there used to be a time long ago for people of a certain age who will remember way higher interest rates.
Yes.
And so this story caught my eye. The headline of it is, here's why 7% mortgage rates are so much worse for buyers now than 20 years ago. What is that about?
The part of that certainly is the cost of homes, right? I've seen some graphics on the cost of a home 30 years ago compared today, and it's certainly outpacing people's wages, and the ability to qualify for those homes is much more difficult. That's one of the things that we're seeing quite a bit is with even the demand coming down a little bit, there's still, you know, there are some people who still want to purchase a home, but because the interest rates have, you know, doubled here in the last couple of years, you have to qualify with a much higher payment. And that puts pressure on people's ability to qualify through debt to income ratios. More and more loans that we see, clients are really pushing those maximum debt to income ratios and also reducing how much they qualify. So that means they have to put more down because they don't qualify for a higher loan that they seek to qualify for.
There is a lot of question about whether or not the largest generation of folks now, which is, believe it or not, the millennial generation, who are now in the prime household formation and home buying years, about whether they're ever going to be able to afford a home at all. What do you think?
I think we will see. There was a global shutdown of the economy. So I think for us to get back to equilibrium on interest rates is going to take much more time than people would anticipate. I do think in the long run, 30-year fixed rates will settle in the 3.5 to 4.5% range. I had thought a year ago that we would be there by the end of this year, but I think it's probably not going to be until next year till we see really inflation numbers come down in earnest. There was a big inflation number out this week that showed inflation moving a little bit higher, something you don't like to see if you want mortgage rates to come down. But I think in the long term, we'll see interest rates come down back to a historic range. I shouldn't say a historic range, a range of 3.5 to 4.5%. And that will help. That will help the affordability factor for people. And also, we need creation of new homes. Builders are building homes quickly, but it's going to take 5, maybe 10 years, really, for builders to get to a point to have built enough stock to handle the demand. Those same millennials you had kind of referenced there. There was a little bit of a birth rates when they were born. So there's a little bit of a bubble of bursts during that time period. So you got a combination of low inventory and higher demand, more people, as millennials getting their first home or second home, and that will pass as well. So it's going to take several years, but eventually the U.S. housing market will get back to a place of equilibrium and it will become more affordable.
And with the interest rate at 7 to 7.5%, what is that, about a $2,000 monthly mortgage payment on average? I know there are a lot of variables that go into that, but is that about right, $2,000, and is that going to become the norm?
Yeah, I mean, on a $300,000 loan, I mean, you hit it almost on the head there, Steve. $3,000 at 7% is a few dollars under $2,000. So I think it will become the norm because although you may see prices move sideways, very rarely do you see outright declines. We saw obviously one in the 2008 to 2010 range, but it's rare to see outright declines. So even when rates come down, you're generally going to see prices stay flat and move a little bit higher. I mean, people calling for declines this year, and I think the average increase in prices for homes nationally this year is 9% so far, which a year ago people would have certainly been shocked to hear that.
Again, depending on what you're looking for, $2,000 is not really that bad when you compare it to the rental rates across the country.
You're absolutely correct. And rates, although they've been coming down a little bit, they were really moved higher significantly during the pandemic. They still have not come down much at all. So there's always that constant comparison between, is it better to own a home, get some of those tax benefits, or rent? And right now, it actually, in most cases, makes sense to buy. But then you take into effect the interest rates, and then are you going to be trying to outbid somebody? So then are you overpaying, or at least have the perception of overpaying for a home? So it's a real tough decision right now for people looking to to have a place to stay, right? Whether you rent or own. And ultimately, if you're looking to raise a family and be part of a community, most people want to purchase a home.
And there's always the hope that eventually you'll be able to refinance and get a lower rate.
Yeah, there is that phrase, rent the rate, buy the home, out there. Which makes sense. I mean, rates are essentially at a 23-year high. I have conversations with clients, and I quite often say, a year from now, rates should be lower. And there's like, well, what's the guarantee? The reality is there is no guarantee. But statistically, I'm going to make a bet that 23-year highs are something that we won't see moving forward. And but will we get to that 3.5% to 4.5% quickly? It's not likely. So it'll take some time. But once the rates do come down, that 7% $2,000 payment at, say, 5% would drop you down to about $1,600. So a 30-year fix dropping from 7 to 5 on that $300,000 loan is going to save you, almost $5,000 a year.
All right, Ed, great conversation. As always, how can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Feel free to shoot me an email at ed.curry@associatedbank.com, ed.curry@associatedbank.com.
All right, thanks, Ed. We'll see you next time.
Have a great day.